Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to the Reality Steve podcast with your host, Reality Steve. He's covering everything about Rachel's upcoming season of The Bachelorette. Now, the man with all your spoilers and behind-the-scenes juice in Bachelor Nation, here's Reality Steve.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to podcast number 20. I am your host, Reality Steve, and we've got a lot to talk about today. We are changing things up. We were scheduled to have Ashley Frazier on as a guest this week from Sean's season and the first season of Bachelor in Paradise. However, due to everything that went down yesterday with my column about Luke and everything that was happening and everything that was going on social media, I felt it was time to get on here and speak for myself. First time I've done a Reality Steve lonely podcast since before next season started. I want to say December was the last one I did where it was just me talking. But we're definitely just going to hear from me today, because I got a lot of things that I want to get off my chest. It's been a very difficult 72 hours for me. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you think that my job is easy. There are times where it's very easy, but there are times where it's not. And these last few days have been difficult, I'll be honest with you. And it's not something that I thought I would even become such a big part of, but it is what it is now. And I need to share with you exactly everything that has gone down since Saturday afternoon. Okay. So I'm first going to be talking about the Josh and Amanda stuff, and I will then go into more on the Luke stuff after what happened and the reaction from yesterday's column. Now, based on yesterday's column, I know a lot of you are like, oh my God, that was great, and all the dirt on Luke. I can't wait to hear the Josh and Amanda stuff. Okay, tap the brakes a little bit. If you read my first paragraph in yesterday's column, at no point did I say that I was going to spill a bunch of dirt and I was going to give you all the goods in regards to that. That's not what I'm here for, okay, in terms of the Josh and Amanda stuff. The Luke stuff, a little bit different. But in terms of the Josh and Amanda stuff, let me go back to Saturday, okay? Saturday, there was an Instagram war going on. There was an Instagram account that had posted a fuck, marry, kill with pictures of three guys. It was Juan Pablo, Josh, and God, I can't remember who the third guy was. Anyway, a couple of Amanda's friends made comments on it. The twins made comments on it. Lauren Bushnell made comments on it in reference to Josh. Josh threw a comment on there about, because I think Emily or Haley, one of the two, said, like, I'd kill them all. And then Josh made a comment, which I believe is still up there. If it's not, I have it screenshot. But he basically said, well, gee, I figured you'd have your best friend Amanda do that for you. And then it was on from there. And then all the twins and Lauren Bushnell and people got involved and jumped in and, you know, were absolutely brutal on Josh sticking up for Amanda. Amanda at this point was in Fiji and all this stuff, so she didn't really have anything much to say. I think she liked a couple things and whatnot. But my plan was when that came down on Saturday that this was going to be a major talking point for me once I got back to California and put my blog up Wednesday, because I knew I didn't get back until Tuesday. I wasn't going to write anything while I was out in California, and I was going to show everybody who maybe have missed it because stuff did get deleted, but I had screenshots of all the relevant responses on that Instagram account. However, in California, when I was still out there on Monday, I was contacted by somebody close to the Murray camp, and they suggested that I got a hold of Lauren Murray, who is Josh's mother. Okay, I was leery about this, but for 2 days straight, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday, when everything was coming at me of people asking, what's going on with Josh and Amanda, now I had a chance to maybe find some more info out. And I did. A lot. From both sides. And I can tell you that since Monday night, I have been speaking nonstop with Lauren Murray, Josh's mother. And then once I heard all of what Lauren was saying, I needed to get in contact with Amanda because I'm hearing one side of things. So I got in contact with Amanda on Monday night. And I believe that's the night that she had gotten back from Fiji that day. So once I talked to Amanda, letting her know what everything I had heard, then Amanda was telling me her stories. And I've heard it all now. All of it. I've seen texts. I've heard conversations. I've seen some serious name calling. Back and forth, it's gone. I mean, outside of the 4 hours it took me to put together yesterday's column, yesterday morning, essentially all I've been doing since Monday afternoon has been going back and forth with Amanda and Josh's mom, Lauren Murray. Texts, phone calls. I get off the phone with one of them, I call the other. I'm on the phone with one of them, the other one is texting me. Guys, it's bad. And really bad. And frankly, I don't think anyone needs to be subjected to this. Neither Amanda nor Lauren. And it needs to stop. And that's why I'm in the middle now. They both know what I'm saying today because I told both of them what I was going to say today. Obviously, a ton of stuff has been said in the past couple weeks in the tabloids. Cops arriving at Amanda's place, there's talks of an assistant of Josh, accusations of name-calling, threats, all this stuff. You've read it. You've read it in all the gossip magazines. You've read it on all the gossip sites. This isn't news. Of course, when somebody goes to the press with a story involving Amanda or Josh and it's not Amanda or Josh, they're going to go directly to Amanda and Josh to get their reaction, which they both gave. Amanda gave a reaction to a story that broke with an assistant of Josh's that told a story about picking up and dropping off her stuff in front of her door and name calling and all this stuff. And then Amanda gave a statement to that. Obviously, she's going to defend herself, of course. But then Josh had to give a statement to Amanda's statement. Like, you see where it's happening? You see what's going on here, people? That just stirred the pot and made things worse. So all this stuff is in the past now. Yes, it is still somewhat new, but in this mediator's world, my world right now, it's in the past now. From this point forward, I sound like a parent here, but everyone just needs to knock it off. All parties involved. Josh, stop texting Amanda garbage. Amanda, I know you feel like screaming from all this. I can hear it in your voice. But you gotta bite your tongue. And you've done a good job of it so far. I congratulate you for that. Because God knows I wouldn't be able to with some of this stuff. Lauren Murray, I know you want to stick up for your son, but it cannot happen this way. As I'm recording this podcast on Wednesday night, and I feel like I almost feel nervous doing it because I feel like I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, which is Thursday, now that you're listening to all this, and something crazy will have happened overnight and all of this is going to be coming a moot point. But as of the recording of this podcast, I can confirm to you and I can tell you this. Amanda and Lauren both know not to speak about this publicly anymore. Amanda has promised me no sit-down interviews, No tabloid interviews, nothing. Lauren has promised me the same exact thing. No comments on social media. They are done talking to the press. And as long as both sides shut up publicly, this is going to go away. They've even reached somewhat of a truce yesterday. I saw the texts. They agreed. Like, look, there's been a lot of stuff that's been said on each person in the past. We know this. Amanda will always agree to disagree with what Lauren Murray has to say. And Lauren Murray will always agree to disagree with what Amanda Stanton has to say, okay? We're not going to get past that. They're never going to see eye to eye. They have too many. There is too much history there. I've heard the stories for 72 hours now, both sides. And it sucks. It really sucks. And they agreed that they will disagree on stuff. That's happened in the past. But moving forward, they are staying out of this publicly. I've told them to do it. They've both promised me they would do it. And that's where we're going from here. Will it happen? I don't know. I just know what they both told me. Because I can tell you this. If one of them does an interview, or if one of them goes to social media with nasty shit, all hell is going to break loose. Both sides have ammo they will use against the other in public. I have seen it. I have some of it, and it's going to do nobody any good. Trust me, you guys don't want this escalating further. It's not going to make either Amanda, her camp, Josh, her camp, look good. It's just stuff that doesn't need to get out. Amanda, you've got your girls. They don't need this. Lauren, you've got to let Josh fight his own battles. And Josh, I know I've never spoken to Josh, but literally 5 minutes before I got on this podcast, Josh contacted me with a direct message on Twitter. And I didn't even know this until literally I started recording that, yes, I've been in contact with Lauren Murray since Monday, but I had no idea that Lauren wasn't telling Josh that I was in contact with her. Okay, so Josh is, I know that Josh sent out a tweet earlier last night that was basically coming to Luke's defense, and then it was deleted. Okay, I understand kind of where that was coming from and whatnot, but I'm going to say this in regards to everything that's being said and all the accusations being thrown around and what everyone is doing about all this, is that, one, it needs to stop. And if it doesn't stop, I can tell you right now, the listeners, that you might want to get your popcorn ready, because it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. And when I mean worse, to those that love the gossip world, you're probably going to eat this shit up. Because the stuff that I have seen, the stuff that I have heard, I don't think anyone should hear it. I don't think it's for public consumption, but I know both of these sides are at their tipping point with the other side. I'm trying to play mediator here. I'm doing my best. It has been 72 hours of phone calls and emails to both sides. Me and Amanda, me and Lauren. Me and Amanda, me and Lauren. Amanda has been as cooperative as I can be. She has absolutely been doing everything that I have told her to do. She wants no part of it. She wants out. She hates the fact that her public life is being played out on social media and in the tabloids. She doesn't like it. I know that some of you may not agree with that or, believe her, but that's the case. She doesn't like being contacted when she's in Fiji doing photo shoots and hanging out with friends from a reporter at E wanting her response to a story that broke. You know, that sucks. I mean, who would want that? And I think on Lauren's side, when I talk to Lauren about Amanda, it's like I said, these two are never going to agree on everything. I hear Amanda tell me a story, I try and get the same story from Lauren, and Lauren tells me, no, that's not true. That's not the way it went down. Well, how did it go down, Lauren? It went down this way. Go back to Amanda. Amanda, is this how the story went down? No, she's lying. That's what I mean. So we're never going to get, those two are never going to see eye to eye on anything, okay? So the only way that this thing is going to end is if all parties involved shut the hell up. And, you know, when I asked them to, Amanda and Lauren, who I think has now subsequently run this message to Josh, that hopefully going forward, nobody will say anything. Because I would never release anything. I've got stuff in my possession right now that would ruin Josh Murray. Ruin him. I'm not going to release it. I have no interest in releasing it. I've just been talking for 15 minutes about how I want this to end. But I can tell you this, Josh. If you push more buttons, and if more stuff comes to light, and if interviews are done, and if tabloids are getting interviews and quotes and whatever the case may be, your life's going to suck because it's going to get out there. Because Amanda has told me I am at my breaking point with them and that family. I want out, and I want this to end. And she has told Lauren that. And Lauren agrees. That's the same exact thing that she wants. But the only way that can happen is if both of them be quiet and just stop talking to each other, to the media, to social media, whatever the case may be. They need to just knock it off. So hopefully, by getting this out there and telling you what it is, I know that you're just like, ooh, Steve, spill the dirt. What did Josh say? Or what have you seen? Or what did Amanda say? And all, look, you're not getting that. That's not what I want here. I just know it's bad, okay? And it's not something that's ever, ever, ever going to see the light of day as long as these two keep their mouths shut. I hope they do. Amanda knows I hope she does. Lauren knows I hope she does. And they've both agreed, yes, this is very tiring. We don't want to keep talking about this. And it's at a point right now where, okay, we're at a standstill. Hopefully nothing comes about and we'll go from there. But I really wanted to get that out there. And I know some of you might be disappointed that I'm playing a mediator and I'm not fanning the flames here. I could easily fan the flames. Trust me. You know, a lot of you have thought I've been harsh on Josh Murray over the last year or so with the book and the Bachelor in Paradise or whatever. I want you to understand one thing. I could have had Amanda on this podcast today and absolutely did a... You thought what happened with Luke yesterday was bad? Multiply that by about 100. Because Amanda's not going on any more shows. She told me, I will absolutely come on your podcast if this gets taken to another level by the Murray side. And Lauren Murray has told me if Amanda chirps anymore or stuff gets out, they will have no problem releasing what they have. So I could have easily put Amanda on today and made this all one-sided and said, here's Amanda's story. And here's everything that she wants to share. Finally, no editing. She's not doing an interview where a magazine or a website only has a certain amount of length that they could give her. You know my podcast. I'll let them talk forever. So it could have been really bad. And I could have had Amanda on and then just said, there you go. That's the story. But I told Lauren, I said, look, I don't want Amanda on because I feel I don't want to be used for people to get their message across. Because if I put Amanda on, to be fair, I would have had to put somebody from the Murray camp on. And rather than do that, I just said, neither of you are talking to me. I'm not having either of you on. We're going to end this, and you guys are both going to shut up. So that's where we stand right now with Josh and Amanda. I hope these two, and I even told Amanda this, And I hope you all agree with me. I think it's the right thing to say and do for Josh, for Josh's sake and Amanda's sake. I don't even think they should make up and try and be friends, whether even privately or publicly. No more. Those two, Amanda, Josh, you guys need to quit each other. You're done. This isn't going to work. There is too much bad blood developed over the last 8 or 9 months. Amanda agrees. I don't speak to Josh, so I don't know if he agrees. I think he does. I think he wants to be done with this as well. But every time one of them says, I want to be done with this, anytime someone else does a little something, a tweet or a subtweet or a like, the other one thinks the other one's fanning the flames. And it's driving me fucking bonkers. So we're sitting here now, and like I said, here's where we're at. This is the plan going forward. I hope for Josh's sake, for Lauren's sake, for Amanda's sake, for everybody's sake involved in this whole relationship that they're done and both of them are just moving on. And not, I don't even want Josh to apologize and send Amanda flowers and say, you know, it's been, you know, we've said some bad things about each other, but, you know, we had some good times. And like, no, I don't even. No responses, no contact with each other. Please, just stay away. Stay away. Because the last thing the public needs is to see another Amanda booking a trip to Atlanta when, hey, I thought they were broken up. Or Josh in LA hanging out with Amanda and kissing her on the sidewalk 2 or 3 weeks ago, whatever that was. You know, we saw that story come out. Like, I've told her, that needs to stop. You cannot do this. This thing is never going to end. So I know I kind of rambled there for 20 minutes, but that's what I can tell you best about the Josh and Amanda story. There's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of nasty shit out there. And I just don't want it getting out. And if they decide and one of them slips up and one of them just says, fuck it, I can't take this anymore, I'm going scorched earth on him or I'm going scorched earth on her, just know the other side's going to come out. That's why I'm saying it's going to benefit neither of them to keep this going and to keep this pissing match going on in the media. Okay? So there's where we're at with Josh and Amanda. I hope I explained it as best as I could. I was open. I was honest. They both know I'm the mediator. Lauren Murray has thanked me. Amanda has thanked me for stepping in and doing my best to take care of this. It's so weird that I'm the one that's doing it. But I'm telling you, these two days ago, Amanda and Lauren could not function civilly together. Like, I would try and it just didn't work. So they've calmed. They seem to be in a good place as of this recording. And both of them, Amanda has told me, I don't want anything to do with him anymore. You know, a lot of bad stuff happened. Yes, we had some good times. But it's just not, I can't go back to that. And I said, okay, I hope you stick to that. No matter what he says, no matter what charm he turns on, no matter what he does, I hope he sticks to that. And Lauren has told me the same thing. We don't want anything to do with her. We're done. We're moving on. We don't need this, but she needs to, you know, stop doing this and stop doing that. I said, okay, but from this point forward, nothing from nobody. Okay? That's where we're at. Josh and Amanda. That's the full story of everything that's been going down the last 3 days. So now let's talk a little bit about Mr. Luke Pell and what I wrote today, okay? As I explained in what I wrote, I think I've done three of these now. I've been covering The Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise for over 10 years, spoilers for over 8 years. And I think I've done three, like, exposés on people. Ari Leindyke, Jordan Rogers, and yesterday Luke Pell. So this notion that I just go after everybody and I'm out to ruin people, just shut up. Stop it. I don't do that. Unless it's called for. And I think after reading what you read yesterday, this was called for. This is just unheard. This is territory I never thought we'd ever even dive into. And what's funny about everything I posted yesterday, and I tweeted it out, was Chris Harrison coming to my defense. I mean, did you, not defense, but did you see that? I was shocked that after I posted, people were going to Chris Harrison and they were saying stuff like, I mean, you saw what they were saying. Let me pull it up here real quick. Chris Harrison. Somebody tweeted at Chris Harrison, "Chris, get updated now. You guys look like a genius for not casting him." Obviously talking about Luke. And Chris responds to that tweet by saying, "You have to understand what's new and exciting news to you isn't necessarily new or exciting to me. Everything happens for a reason." Well, obviously, he's talking about the fact that he's aware of what's out there, of what I wrote about Luke yesterday, and he's agreeing with it. Like, this show is actually, without promoting me by saying my name or using my tweet, it's out there. I mean, can you believe that? It's out there that they agree. They're aware of all this stuff about Luke. They're basically agreeing with what I wrote yesterday. I don't know when they knew, I don't know how they knew, and whatever the case may be, but Chris Harrison defending me on Twitter or backing the story that I came out with yesterday, yeah. I'd say that's pretty solid confirmation that what I wrote, they all know about. And then the people come and start defending Luke. What? Explain something to me. What are you defending? What isn't clear to you? It's not like I posted a column that was hearsay. You had your evidence backed up by everything I said from the girls. Social media pictures, Instagram posts, it was all there. I'd love to hear from these defenders of his defending what? Luke and Lauren's pictures were superimposed? Well, no. Because the ones in January, you know, 4 months after they began talking, were taken by a professional photography place. It's right there. I have the link to it. Oh, well, Luke was never into her. It wasn't serious. They were just casually dating. Well, no. Because you don't do professional photography photo shoots kissing a girl you've been with for 4 months. I've seen the evidence he visited her family. Didn't share that today, yesterday. I've seen the pictures from that photo shoot. I only shared one of them yesterday. You get what I'm saying here? Like, Luke and Luke defenders, what are you defending? It's almost comical. Did you see what Luke tweeted yesterday? You know, 3 or 4 hours after my post went up? Luke's tweet. "People like Reality Steve is what's wrong with society. You sit at a laptop trolling people while guys like me go to war for your freedom to do so," and then a peace emoji. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with something that stupid. Just stop, Luke. Like, I've seen some of the texts that you've sent, Luke. I have some of the texts that you sent, Luke. I'm looking at one of the texts that you sent, Luke, right now. Holy shit, dude, you've got no fucking game. What are you doing? I mean, if I weren't recording the podcast right now, I'd literally be belly laughing over the lines that you sent to these girls. Like I said, I don't even know where to start. Luke, what does your military background have anything to do with what I posted yesterday? I did not question what you did for our country. You know what, Luke Pell? I absolutely applaud you for doing that. I would never enter the military. I have no interest in doing that. I applaud people that do. Thank you for your service. But you know what? You can be an asshole and be a former military member. I don't know what one has to do with the other. They are mutually exclusive. What I posted yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with "you fought for my right to write." Okay, great. You also fought for the privileges we're allowed in this country. One of those privileges being the First Amendment rights. You know? So I have every right to say what I did yesterday. And once again, it's not like I said I posted a column of hearsay. What are you disputing in what I wrote yesterday, Luke? That you, according to what you've said publicly, all we have to go off is what you've said publicly, because obviously you haven't given an interview yet. But what you've said publicly was the tweet that I put in yesterday's column where you called out Luke Rogers, who is now dating Arielle, and said that her boyfriend, he's probably not too happy with his girlfriend vlogging about a guy he met twice, she met twice 8 months ago. Luke, knock it off. It's a fucking lie. I know it now. Obviously, Arielle knows it. Obviously, Lauren Hussey knows it because they're friends now and they're telling all their stories about you. I know it now, Luke. You did not just see Arielle Snyder 8 months ago twice and was just casual like, hey, Luke Pell here. Want me to sing you a crappy-ass country song? No, that's not what happened, Luke. Don't come at me, bro. Don't come at me. Luke, I know a lot more. I'm well aware you're not liked at all by producers. I'm well aware of how you treated people on set. I'm well aware you were hooking up with girls on your tour bus while you were with Lauren. I'm well aware you and James Taylor are doing appearances all over the U.S. visiting sorority houses and hooking up with girls in their late teens and early 20s and then bolting to the next city. Hell, one of them has already outed James in a tabloid. And another I posted over a month ago in my reader emails. I'm aware of all of this, Luke. Add on the fact that I have the texts. I've seen them. You're a fucking liar when you say you saw her twice 8 months ago. Liar. Okay? So don't even try with your stuff. Don't even try with your, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, have you noticed that Luke never disputed what I said in my column? He's just saying, haters gonna hate, trolls gonna troll, don't listen to what you see on the internet. It's like, really? Then what did happen, Luke? What are you saying did happen? You saying nothing happened with Arielle Snyder? Nothing happened with Lauren Hussey, even though we've got pictures of you with her in October? Pictures of you with her by yourself on a beach in October? At a charity event in Nashville on November 20th? In January, in Colorado, Steamboat Springs? Do you remember that? Sitting there watching the premiere with Lauren? Things that you were saying to her that day? You remember that, Luke? So don't even try. Don't even try. I've got more on you, dude. I was nice yesterday. So don't even dare throw anything in my face about that I didn't know what I was talking about and don't believe what you see on the internet just because I have a quote around it. Luke, I can absolutely annihilate you if you don't watch your mouth. Okay? I've already embarrassed you enough as it is. Please, for your sake, quit while you're ahead. And by ahead, I mean way behind. See, what Luke is failing to understand is you're not winning this battle, okay? Either with me or in the public eye. Never, ever, 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 ever. It's just not going to happen. Did you see the response when you tweeted out what you tweeted, Luke? No one even believes you. You know why? Because to quote the great Lois Einhorn in Ace Ventura, there's this little thing called evidence. It's stacked against you, bro. You are screwed if you try and fight this. Because if you try and fight this, you think I'm going to stop? I'm not going to stop. I'm going to get out there because I feel for these girls. I've had conversations with Arielle and Lauren, and they fell for your shit. They liked you. They believed you. This isn't, and I know you, I know there's people out there that are like, how did they not know? Red flags. He wasn't posting pictures of them on publicly on Instagram. They should have known that he was being shady or what. You know what? And the same thing goes for Amanda. I'm gonna bring that in here as well. I know a lot of you are like, oh my God, Amanda had all the red flags. She got whatever she had coming for her because it was already out there. She knew about the book and everyone's saying this stuff about Josh. I don't fault Amanda for that. That's not her fault. She's in the relationship. Of course, we all know people who have been in a relationship with people we may not like or are shady. Let them experience it. Let her go through it. Yes. Does she regret the constant breakups and get back togethers? Yes, she does. But you can't be mad at her and saying, well, you deserve this because you knew what he was all about. Like, no, no. And the same goes for Lauren and Ariel. That's not, you can't blame them for that. This is a guy that turned on the charm and fooled them. He absolutely played them like a fiddle. He had a goal in mind of having people, I guess, he was familiar with beyond his season of The Bachelor. And God knows what his plan was going to be if, once he got to the end. I mean, that's the most mind-boggling thing of this all. But Luke Pell is not a bright man. Good God. He's like 10 sandwiches short of a picnic. So when he wants to come out and I don't even know if he'll ever address this. I don't know what he can say. It's kind of like what I say every time about the Bachelor franchise, why they don't acknowledge me. What are they going to say? What is the Bachelor franchise going to say when someone asks them about Reality Steve? There's two answers. Oh, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, really? All you got to do is go on my website and look at the track record of how many times I've spoiled your season. So that doesn't make any sense. That's a stupid answer to give. And then the other answer they could give was, man, that guy's good. He's gotten us again. They're never going to say that. So what do? They just don't talk about it. They never bring me up. Chris Harrison's tweets yesterday were the closest thing to this show ever acknowledging me in 5 years. So for Luke, I suggest you basically just shut up and you keep quiet. And I know you're going to want to fight this and get your all Luke Pell fans and we're Luke fans. Blah! We wear tight jeans and bandanas. Blah! You get all your fans. You get all your little minions. You try and come after me. I will kill your character with what I have on you, dude. Don't even. Just don't even go there. It's something right now where we are at a point that this thing needs to be put to bed. I said what I said. It's obviously out there. Everyone can see it. Everyone can read it. The evidence is there. It's mounting against you. Just don't try and fight it. You don't try and fight it, everything will be cool. But if you do, I can't guarantee what's going to happen, man. So this is the warning shot. You keep your mouth shut. You keep my name out of your mouth, and we'll be good. But if you ever try to step to me and try and disprove any of this stuff, which is all factual, it is not going to be pretty for you, man. I don't know what else to say because I've got some really good stuff on you. I'd say I went light yesterday. So I just wanted to get that out there today to everybody because there's obviously, yesterday was a big day. And I feel better now that I got that off of my chest. And hopefully, you know, going back to the first topic, I hope for Josh and Amanda's sake, both of them can just quit it and just go their separate ways and not feel the need to constantly have to respond to every single thing about the other person, whether it's in social media or in interviews. Just please, guys, just knock it off. It's not going to get better for either of you if you keep sniping at each other. And as for the Luke stuff, like I said, I mean, you just heard what I had to say about that. I've got worse stuff on him. So that's it. That's podcast number 20 for you. Like I said, next week we're going to have Ashley Frazier on. which will be fun. Haven't had a long conversation with Ashley Frazier ever in my life. Just been exchanging emails since I asked her to come on the show. And she'll be on next week. I apologize to her for pushing her back a week, but I felt that this stuff was topical. And if I would have done nothing on this stuff today and just did an interview with Ashley Frazier, I could tell you probably would have been a little bit disappointed. I gave you what I could on everything regarding Josh and Amanda and now this Luke stuff. And I think that, you know, going forward, I'm going to try and get back. This is not something that I want to daily talk about and give updates. And every time Luke tweets something, I have to respond. You know, just like I'm telling Amanda and Josh, look, I don't want to go back and forth in a war with Luke. I'm sure he's going to have comments and tweets. But after today, when I sent out some funny tweets and the Oprah tweet and with the GIF and, you know, I had my one day. This was my one day where I was going all in on Luke Pell. And even then, as I said, I held stuff back, man. So I think going forward, I'll be very, very just, I don't want to talk about it. We got to get back on track with Rachel's season. She's, you know, filming right now in Norway. Denmark and Sweden are up next. I don't know if it's Denmark, then Sweden, or Sweden, then Denmark, but that's where they're headed. And, I literally paid zero attention to Rachel's season since Monday, since I got my first phone call. Since I made my first phone call to Lauren Murray, I've done nothing on Rachel's season, honestly. So I've got to get caught up this weekend. There's not going to be any column tomorrow. Brian Fisher's Survivor recap will be up that I'll tweet out on Friday, but I need to get caught up on Rachel's stuff this weekend, and then come next week, we'll be back on track. But I just wanted to give everyone a state of the union, kind of, on the Josh and Amanda stuff and everything going on with Luke. So I appreciate you listening in. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week, podcast number 21 with Ashley Frazier. Until then, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. See ya.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance. while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.